Chapter 3. A Beautiful Princess. In the castle across the way lived a mother and daughter duo, very different from Maleficent and Mal. Unlike the shabby Victorian confines of the Bargain Castle, this one was full soot and dust, with broken chandeliers and spiderwebs in the corners. It wasn't so much a castle as a cave, yet another prison within the prison of the island. And for 10 years, this mother and daughter had only each other for company. Banishment to the far side of the island had made Evil Queen a little off balance, and Evie couldn't help but notice how her mother insisted on making declarations, just like some legendary magic mirror. Magic mirror in my hand. Who is the fairest on this island? Evil Queen asked as Evie was getting ready that morning. Mom, you're not holding anything in your hand. And anyway, is that really the first thing on your mind? Not breakfast? Asked Evie, who was starving. She perused the day's offerings. Hard croissants and watery coffee from the basket the vultures left on their doorstep every day. Your daughter has grace, but should take better care of her face to be the fairest. Her mother declared in somber tones that she called her a magic mirror voice. Fairest, prettiest, most beautiful. The thickest hair, the fullest lips, the smallest nose. It was all her mother cared about. Evil Queen blamed all her troubles on not being more beautiful than Snow White, and it seemed no matter how well Evie did her hair or put on her makeup, she would never be beautiful enough for her mother.